things you may not know about being a good partner in a relationship coming up your way right here. That balance between being a partner, being a lover. What does that look like? What are the qualities that you consider yourself to be a good partner? But what about the things that you feel like you could be a better partner with as well? We're going to get into that and a lot more.
Get in.
Let's go. What's going on, good people? Welcome back to another episode of Sum It Up with the Summoners. It's your boy Damon and
Tatoya.
We are here, this thing, another episode ready to get to work right here. Got a hot new episode coming your way here. Things you maybe didn't know about being a partner in a marriage. Ooh, little
is
spice.
Is there a partnership? Ooh. Are we friends? Hmm? Are we homie lover friends?
Side to side, face to face, back to back.
It's true.
We're going to break that down. You're like, what does that even mean? All of that thing here goes into it here. But before we dive in, we don't do anything else without saying thank you so much.
Yeah, for real.
For rocking with us here. 2 weeks ago, we put out a replay episode. And, you know, and we're not going to feel any type of way. Most listens we had ever had that whole week ever.
Shout out.
Now, not saying it all came from that replay episode.
Don't know.
But in general.
Folks listening.
People listening.
We appreciate y'all.
We appreciate that.
Hey, y'all know this our year. This our month. This our 2 year month.
2 years.
2 years.
2 years out here. It's kind of went by quick.
I know, right? I like you said it the other day, and I was like, oh, dang, it is 2 years.
It's been 2 years of us doing this podcast together. Look
Cray.
At us.
Cray.
Look at us out here doing
Shout
two things
out
for
to
2 years.
Pandemic. Listen, I'm trying to be a new person.
New person.
We new people.
New people out
Speaking
here.
Of, we've also been doing a lot of guest appearances on some shows. We're definitely going to give them a big highlight. Just kind of a year in review of all of the wonderful podcasts that we've been able to be a part of. So shout out to everyone in that last year that's just let us guest on theirs. And
we're gonna bring a few guests over here.
I know. Don't y'all want to hear some other voices?
Yeah.
Kind of. It's okay. Sorry if you don't really want to. I'm down. But no, we definitely do. We'd love to get different perspectives. But, you know, people have been like real in sync. So in this moment, I was just thinking about how we need to be like, Summit of Sumners. We do it in sync. Summit of Sumners. Y'all tell us what you think about that little thing we hit. I just made that one up. I can do better, but that was the initial.
That was just off the dome.
Yeah.
We are here in the bedroom off the dome.
I'm just messing. I do think that we are in sync in a lot of ways.
But she took an energy pill. We feeling good tonight.
It's the lights, camera, action. 5 minutes before this, y'all know how it goes. It's either the argument, somebody's in a bad mood, and then it's like 3, 2, and then we're
here.
Exactly.
We're professionals.
Yeah, I just wanted to give y'all a little banter about that. But nah, really excited about today and about partnership and what that looks like.
Yes.
And
Ooh,
like
partnerships.
Yeah.
Partnerships matter.
They do matter. They do matter. This is a good topic. Like this is my suggestion.
Yeah.
Because we deal with this a lot.
Yes.
Actually, in our relationship in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can also be sometimes in a how do we get out of this way?
Yep.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And like, because when you think in partnership, what are you thinking?
What are you thinking?
What are your thoughts? Your thoughts?
Well, when I first think of partnership, I definitely think team. I think effort of us working as a team.
Yeah.
I think when I hear partnership, I think duo. Let me be very clear. You think duo? You think two people?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a partner.
Right?
Yeah. One-to-one.
Right. So that's the first thing. I'm thinking about a team, but specifically with one or more similar goals.
Okay.
Like when you think of a partnership, when you think about, you know, fourth grade, y'all out here have to make the little class project. All right, now John, you're gonna be with Susan.
Oh dang.
You gotta get
like,
this done.
Do I wanna be with Susan?
I don't wanna be
or
with Susan.
Not.
Ah.
Am I pulling away from Susan?
Can we pick our partners? No, you can't pick your partners.
Can I be my best friend?
No, you can't. No, but
and
you
know
had a
you
goal.
Can in marriage. This is your partner.
This
Susan
is, it.
Is your partner.
This is it.
And you know your partner's strengths and weaknesses.
You know
if you're gonna have to carry the team or not.
You know if you're gonna have to carry the team.
We'll get
and
there.
When and where you have to carry the team.
I know we're gonna get there.
So that's the first thing I think of. What about you when you
think
of partnership?
I think about two people striving towards something together.
Yeah, definitely.
Bam.
Definitely.
That is my Webster's Dictionary definition of a marriage or relational partnership.
Yeah.
Two people committed to the same goal to make something succeed.
Mm-hmm. And I think partnership, just big picture, is an important aspect, but I think like in marriage specifically, when people talk about it, it's not really a word I hear a ton. Mm-hmm. Like, there's other words that come to mind. Lover, right, comes to mind. Best friend comes to mind. Mm. True, good, valuable.
Yeah.
But there's something specific. If you niche down about a partner, right? And I think there's something, there's value in having a quality partnership in your marriage.
Well, you know, I think about songs, and there was that song, My Partner.
My pot, I don't know that. Do I know that?
It sounds like it's a Texas underground type of song. I'm about to search for it.
Yeah, search for that.
Or my partner. Pot. Partner.
P-O-T.
Yeah, partner.
P-O-T-E-N-W-A.
Yeah, but no, I mean, it's real. And I agree. I think that partnership, you know, doesn't get discussed enough in a relationship of two people that are intimate. And, you know, people who aren't married generally call each other their partners.
Okay.
Right? Like, that's like a generic term. Like, yeah, you know, because you want to elevate from just being girlfriend to boyfriend. Like,
come on.
This is my partner. Like,
okay.
Lifelong partner.
Okay.
So, they were smart. I think that's great. If you're one of those, if you're one, you're like, yeah, that is my partner.
Yeah.
And there's something about being a someone's partner that is like a good word to me.
Sure.
And so let's just talk a little bit more about
it. Let's get into it. So off top of the head, boom, if there's a few attributes, somebody's coming to you, right? Maybe they're about to get they're about to get married, right? They're engaged, and that you bring a partnership. What are a few characteristics that comes to mind that makes a quality partner? What comes to mind when you think about, all right, I'm about to say till death do us part. I'm about to walk down this aisle, and or maybe it's the flip. Maybe I've been in it for 22 years, right? And I'm still, you know, you always were evolving as individuals and collectively. What comes to mind when you think about, man, they are really, honestly, a good partner for
me. I really like to take it, the school teacher in me is thinking through your fourth grade example.
Okay.
And as a teacher, you know, we used to put pairs up.
We do. For and different reasons.
We have this your pair, this your partner for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to be better like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think kind of through that, like, you want to know that someone that you can depend on.
Okay. Dependability.
So dependable.
Yeah.
Someone who takes quality feedback.
Mm. Come on. How about that?
For me, I always want a partner that's fun. Because fun is just an element of everything I want to do.
Sure.
Like,
I
could have fun at a funeral. I actually want to have fun at a funeral. Yeah, like, it's supposed to be a celebration, right?
Oh,
so,
unless maybe it ain't. Maybe it wasn't a good.
It doesn't matter. You still celebrate their life. Always.
Always celebrate life.
Always.
Huh.
The sadness of the the funeral is accurate.
I told you how my funeral going to be. Dracarys.
Weirdo. We're literally watching Blames. Game of Thrones, the new season yesterday. Yeah, that's how I want to go.
That's it.
What?
Throw a couple of arrows into the ocean. Psh, 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 and just let me sink into the Atlantic.
That sounds miserable.
Yeah, what?
Okay.
All right, we're going to
take that. One more side note is that global warming is real, and lakes have been, oceans and lakes and stuff have been drying up.
This is true.
And they've been discovering stuff. They're going to be done discovering your burn up body that you want.
25, 28. Gonna find me.
Looks like he died by fire.
Gonna find me in some Air Force Ones.
Okay. Moving on. You want someone that's dependable.
Yes.
You want someone that is, what was the second term I said?
Don't remember.
I don't. You want dependable. I said fun.
Yes.
I said everything should be fun.
Yeah,
that's how we started.
That's fair. Okay.
And then I said another third one. Y'all are listening.
Y'all
run it back. dependability, fun, reliable. Someone that takes feedback.
Oh, yes.
That was really important.
Those are good.
And
those are good.
Somebody, when I think about partner, someone that's considerate. Like,
yeah.
Like a balance of consideration, like understanding. Mm. I'ma just list those four.
Those are good.
Let me
those
run it
good.
Back again for clarity.
Yeah, one more time.
Dependability.
Boom.
Fun. Can take feedback, fun,
yeah,
and understanding.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, I want y'all to know that most of the things that we come up with, if they sound really good, they are right now. I just came up with those. I could be missing a couple of facts.
Of course, there's a bunch.
But those are four that I'm solid with right now off top.
Definitely, for sure.
Which
and
we,
I mean, I kudos to all of that. The only thing I would really kind of add apart from that, because that was, you know, being able to take the feedback, the fun, the considerate, the dependability, those are all crucial things when you talk about a good partnership. If there was something else I think that I would add in there is when you talk about a good partner, it's somebody who is going to push you.
Okay, because I was going to do something about work ethic. Like, okay. Like somebody...
Yeah, like for themselves, yeah. But also for you as well. Like when yeah. you got a good partner, like work project, school project, relationship, best friend, whatever the case may be, when you got you a good partner, right? Couture and I, we have this running joke for the last several years that, you know, we're like, we're going to do Amazing Race once, right?
Oh, it'll be so good.
And that, you want to talk about partnership?
Yeah, we're going to struggle, you know, real hard, like, but we going
to
do
I need her to push me. I'm going to push her, right? And now for real, practicality, chasing dreams out here, having ambitions, we're pushing each other.
I want to give up today.
Come on, shout out to September 1st. Like, we out here, like, pushing each other with ambitions and with goals, right? So that's another thing that came to mind when I think about what makes
good.
A quality
that's
partner.
That's real good. That's good.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to leave that out.
Mm-mm.
I just think that, like, you can... It is really important that mm-hmm. somebody has some drive to do something
yes.
and willing to push each other. So I think those are solid.
And you really can flip those right on the head and go the opposite way of the other characteristics you don't want in a partner.
Mm.
Someone who ain't pushing you. Somebody who ain't pushing their sales, that work ethic.
Someone
low,
who's
that,
defensive.
Yeah. Like, and can't, yeah. So
can't
those
take
are,
nothing.
That's it.
And these are good things to think about. Like, are you, like, one, you think about what those qualities are and that you want in a partner.
Yeah.
Forget if you in a relationship, not in a relationship right now.
Right now.
Like I just said.
Where you at?
Fourth grade, you setting up two partners.
Boom.
What should you be looking for in these partners? And it's that thing, like, if I want a partner that will. And then you also think about what you asking for and mm-hmm. seeing if you're also a giver of the same
yes.
things. But now, one thing that's interesting about partnerships okay. is that there can often be
mm-hmm.
a... We're not complete people.
No, we're not complete people.
So sometimes we search for in a partner areas of deficit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so, you know...
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe your partner has better or stronger
sure.
qualities in some areas...
Yep.
And vice versa for, you know, each other.
Yep.
And so how do we kind of sit with, my question is, as we're looking at describing our partner,
mm-hmm.
what are some ways, what are some areas that you might want your partner to compliment you?
Sure, sure. Complementary angles. That's a big thing. You know, I mean, that really comes into play when you think about one reason you're going back to the, we're going to keep the teacher analogy going here because I think it plays out because we've all have been in school all the way through college. If you went to college, etc. But in school, you've had to be in partnerships and teachers will put you together for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, this project specifically, I know that they're going to be dope at this
yep.
and they're going to be dope at that. And this is going to bring about a great partnership.
Right.
And so those things go into when you talk about a relational aspect, when you go talk about being in a marriage long term, you know, like you said, you're not a perfect person. So the ability to be able to rely and trust someone's leadership or experience in this area is a big piece to try to go long term.
It's
right?
true.
If you come into the marriage and you have sucked for years respectfully with money, you may not want somebody else who's sucking at money as well.
Right.
That just may be a thing to consider.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's good. And the reason why I love this little aspect is because when I say, hey, think about what you want in a partner, it's easy for us to say what we want.
Yeah.
But we also need to realize what we bring to a table in a partnership.
Right there.
And our shortcomings in some of the partnerships. Because then that's where we can come to our partner and say, hey, this ain't my area. And the humility that one must have in order to admit to the shortcoming.
Put that on a trait. Put that on a characteristic trait.
Yeah.
Humility.
Yeah.
Put that on the trait.
It is true. It's a hard one. I mean, because, you know, like, for let's take money again.
Let's take money.
You know your money management isn't the best.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have someone stronger in this area, even if it's marginally, right?
Even if it's marginal.
Just somebody a little bit better than you so that you can balance that out and you be willing to let that person lead out in that. Now, if neither one of y'all are great, it's time for you both to do a course. It's time for you both to work together. It is time to put in the effort together because that's true, too. We've said multiple times, damn it, you're not great gift givers. So we have to... Shout out to Liv Eden. She's a good gift giver.
Good gift giver.
We have a child in our family that's going to hold us accountable to doing better
with gifts. Giver.
She came as a little blessing in that way. But like things like that, you know, where you're actively trying to pursue growth
mm-hmm.
if it's not a strength for one person more than it is the other. But the humility to lay it down
mm-hmm.
and say, yo, this is not my strength.
Sure.
And this kind of like echoes roles a little bit to me in some ways when you start thinking
in some
about
ways, yeah.
how to balance each other sure. out. But for the sake of this podcast, really speaking on like complimenting each other in the areas of strengths and weaknesses to create your best partnership of two people working together towards success.
Definitely. I think when I think about partnerships, I think about also this aspect of, I think there's the reality is really that internal part of it too. Like, because it's very easy to just think about your partner or your future partner or the person you've been with for years and be like, what they're doing, not so well. And I think you got to keep looking at yourself. You know, a lot of these episodes will kind of share, you know, insights just based off of our experiences. You know, we're no experts here. And a lot of times you got to do that inner work first, right? Because when we first started just going and just talking about us for a second here, when, you know, Katoya, if you don't know, Katoya is my only girlfriend. Okay. And so
they watch it, what you say.
and with that, you know, when you first get into a relationship at a young age in general, or maybe you got into a relationship older and you still had lack of experience, right? You come with some deficiencies about a relationship.
No matter when you're getting in. You're coming
matter.
In with deficiencies.
Right.
And if you don't look at it like that,
absolutely.
Then you are failing your relationship.
And so, you know, in a partnership, you know, you really learn about yourself, right? And how you love and how you care for people. And then how you kind of are going back to that feedback for a second, right? Here's the thing. When Katoya, when I first started dating, she really pushed me and I realized I was not a verbal dude, right? I guess in my friends and in my family, it felt okay. But when she was like, hey, big dog, I'm gonna need more words. I'm gonna need more words of affirmation. I'm gonna need a couple more compliments. And I was like, I guess I don't use enough words at all. And so I wanted to try to be a better partner, care for her as a better, you know what I'm saying, as a better person in this relationship. And it wasn't the easiest. And we've been married for 14 years. And I feel like for the better half, right, it's definitely gotten better than you, like at the first 7 years, right? But it was a journey as a partner to be like, all right, I got to take this, receive this, see where I'm struggling at, and level up. Because yeah, that was one thing I remember. I was just like, because it was an interesting thing to be like, I don't use enough words for her. And then I especially don't use enough words that like uplift, encourage, or flatter her. It was really, do you remember that phase of our relationship?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to make sure. Because I was over there like,
I was like, this is so strange. Do you want me
talk.
Or not? Because
I got to talk
somebody
more.
Else just told me all kind of things and I just met them.
All type of things.
I'm with you all day. I don't understand.
I was like, what words am I using? Yeah, I was using all the other words. If there was a Venn diagram of practical words, flattery words, and words in the middle, it was like one thing in the middle
I
of that
just
Venn diagram.
Wanted to be loved.
Just it verbally.
Touch too.
Touch. Oh yeah, that was the other two. But the other three.
I know. It's okay.
The other three. I was crushing the other three.
Yes.
Boy.
No, you're great. I mean,
gifts.
And that's the way it is, right? Like, I'm sure you've made me better in so many ways. I mean, just Damon is a drive person, you know, and consistent and a rule follower and a getting things done makes him happy. Like,
I do like production.
Yeah.
I do
I know.
Like
and I'm like, I do too, but yeah. It didn't happen today.
Yeah.
So tomorrow.
It happened.
No, not today in general, like specifically,
yes.
But just like, all right. Slide it out to tomorrow, and then
yeah.
I'm looking up, it's like 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's just so many ways. And I think over the years of our relationship that we've understood those things.
Mm.
And I do think we're still growing. I said we.
Come on now.
We're still growing and receiving some of those things
pronouns.
From the other's perspective
for sure.
In certain areas. But we've grown so much, mm-hmm. you know. And, you know, we just recently had this discussion about confrontation.
Mm.
And like kind of how we approach this, like willingness to this space
mm-hmm.
to have confrontation.
Sure.
I'm not a big person who wants to have confrontation. I'm okay with it. And I believe that you should value it if I give it to you, because that means it's worth something in this relationship to bring up.
Sure.
But also I can't sit in discomfort. So I have to discuss it with understanding that it might be confrontational.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's all right to grow in that area. Damon wasn't really trying to come at me
No.
Because there would be confrontation.
Yeah.
But thanks. I'm like, well, I can't sit here. Mm-hmm. So together we pushed each other to kind of have more openness. And mm-hmm. so no matter where you are in this partnership, in your relationship, be willing to grow, willing to adjust, willing to adapt, willing to say it directly, and willing to let some things grow into an understanding. Mm. Because I think after years, you understand each other. Whether you like the way they perceive you or not, there is an understanding, but there shouldn't be only this expectation or doubt, like, oh, you gonna do it this way. But there is this like, all right, where you at on this?
We on a journey.
Yeah.
It's a journey.
Yeah.
Right?
Because we're partners. At the end of the day, we're working toward the same thing. So if it's not working for you, it's not working for us.
Mm.
And so how do we come together to make this work better for you so that it can work better for us?
Yeah. That's good. A couple of things before we get out of here. One, do you think it's possible? And let us know what you think here. If you're not following us on Instagram, that's where the conversation is going to pick back up. Is that a song too?
Oh, no, just okay, making them all tonight.
There's melodies. Can a relationship sustain with health but struggle with partnership? Can you have a poor partnership in a relationship and it continue to be thriving? You know, because you're talking about there's different aspects of a relationship, right? There's different aspects. We know you got different hats on. But if there's one bad partner, let alone two bad partners, do you think that relationship can hypothetically thrive for the distance?
So our daughter's in first grade. Our youngest daughter is in first grade. And our school is great.
Yeah.
But one thing that they teach them is to have a growth mindset.
Mm.
So all the last couple of weeks, she's just been like, "Ooh, I'm working on my growth mindset. Mm-hmm. I'm taking a deep breath. Mm-hmm. I know I can do it." Mm-hmm. And like she just literally has like been talking herself into it. And so what I say that to say that it's about having a growth mindset. So I believe if we were to categorize 10 areas of a relationship.
Okay.
You're right. You want them all at 100%.
Sure. You want them.
Okay. You're a human. Ooh, not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
And I think in different seasons and different times of your life, some areas will be higher than others.
Yep.
So I do believe that a relationship can function with a off partnership.
Mm.
But just as well as any other of the 9 things that I would say, whether that be intimacy, trust, you know,
a variety of other aspects
you would set as a like functioning,
sure,
you know, healthy relationship,
sure,
it would need to have a growth mindset to improve,
mm-hmm,
right? So you can't stay there for long with the deficiency of your partnership.
Mm.
You're not each other's enemy. You're on the same team. You're working together to succeed. If you stay there too long, I do believe that partnership is a key component,
crucial,
of a relationship.
Crucial.
So therefore, if it stays there too long, which I don't know what too long is, because it's how it operates in your family,
right,
it's how
right,
it feels and right, the dynamic. But it will become challenging, or non-existent for you all, because it's key.
Yeah.
Or miserable. Oof. People could be not good partners and stay, oof, in it and be miserable.
That's true.
But fun is top for me, so I can't be miserable.
No.
So something got to change.
We got to figure something out.
So my answer is, it can function.
It's a journey.
But it should grow.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. I respect it. Before we get out of here, you brought up before we started recording here, I want to talk about that for a moment, the balancing aspect, right, with intimacy and the partnership. Kind of, I thought it was an interesting perspective. If you just kind of share kind of why that is important of having this balancing in it.
Are you interviewing me?
No, I thought it was a dope. I wanted to bring it up because I wanted to have a conversation about it.
I think it's this was my topic, and this is important. I brought it up.
Yeah.
And I think about this because a lot of times me and Damon are excellent partners.
We are great partners. You got to toot your own horn
sometimes. I've been tooting a little bit.
Toot.
But we are. But sometimes we're too much.
Ooh.
And it's like, whoa, bro.
Literally, bro.
I also love you. And
like
I am
Brody,
your wife.
Ooh.
And I am your husband. You know, like we can miss intimacy
working
so efficiently. And I'm like, all right, this is too efficient.
Okay. I'm wearing a power suit. Let's settle down.
So touch my thighs, please. If we had a 10, if we had our 10 meter, our intimacy level would be lower, right? Mm-hmm. But the partnership would be thriving. Heavy. And that's what we mean when we say working side by side.
Yeah.
So side by side is right here. We're
right
existing.
Getting
walking.
Things done.
And sometimes we back to back.
I ain't seen you.
Yeah, yeah.
We in a spat.
Exactly.
Get off me.
But what you want to be is kind of forward.
Face to face.
You know what
I mean?
Yeah, we just came up with them, really.
Touch some thighs.
But that's the idea. And so, you know, I'm like, yo, I miss you. I need you. I love you. Let's tap out of all these responsibilities and things we need to do. Because remember, he is the most efficient person in this relationship. Like, he gonna get stuff done. He thrives on productivity. All of that is like number one. Like, if he would have listed his characteristics first, that would have been the number one thing. I accidentally left that part out on my list. I'm like, fun. Open, talk, trust, because those are really important.
Those are good.
To me,
those are crucial.
I understand moving forward is too. So that is and he does too, right?
Yes, yep.
So it's just sometimes one thing can be a little bit more elevated. Sure. And I do take a lead and I allow him to lead out in a lot of that because he's going to lead out in productivity and I want to be productive. So I will follow that. But then I'm also a reminder, because that's high for me, is to be like, yo, we doing too much.
Hey,
I gotta come in here.
A lot of budget talk.
So there's a balance, and it's important to identify what that is in your own relationship.
Yeah, I'm gonna come in and just push people on the bed.
Yeah, throw me.
Sometimes.
Throw me.
Get thrown. Throw somebody.
I'm ready to be thrown. Y'all ready?
Come on,
let's
man.
Wrap this up.
Throw somebody.
You got anything to add to my balance?
No, I think it's really good because, you know, and I'm going to give we have children, so I'm going to speak from that perspective, whether you have it or not. You know, it's a lot when you're in a relationship and there's juggling. As an adult, you're juggling. Whether you have 0 kids, 4 pets, 8 plants, 2 children, whatever. You're taking care of an adult, you know what I'm saying, a senior citizen. Whatever the case, we're juggling a lot out here in the streets. And so when you're in a relationship and you're juggling, it gets a lot of side by side, right? Picking things up, the commute, you're trying to hang out with friends, you're going to church, you're going to the gym. It's just like, ooh, okay. All right, we took out the trash, we had dinner, we sat down, friends are coming over, we got a motograph. Like it gets that way. And so in that partnership, there is this responsibility and awareness that's necessary to fight for that lover. To pop back up more, right? That, you know, to have that intimacy emotionally and physically as well. So I think that's just another reality of partnership in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. Emotional, money,
yeah.
Physical,
yeah.
Intimacy, all those things, you know.
Because, you know, that emotional piece ain't just about tears. A great laugh.
Oh, no. Oh yeah, just
belly
talking.
Belly laughs, ambitious talks.
Yeah, there are times when I'm just talking. I'm like, dang, I'm talking a lot, but I guess I need that.
We were talking a couple of days ago in the bed to like 1, and we were just talking, but it was good. It was just connection.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It was just connection. So it wasn't about work. It wasn't about children's schedules.
I actually woke up the other morning
we
talking.
Did. Yeah, it was. It was just like, right.
It was like
5:30.
It was too early. We both realized we had woke up.
Too
and it was
early.
Like, dang, why are we up what? So early?
And we just,
and then we just start talking.
Start talking.
And then that's spound into so much more.
That's
and so
it, man.
You just let the moment
let
take
it
you.
Go.
Your partners, your lovers,
come
you want
on.
As much balance,
balance
in these areas as you can. If you realize one of your key components in your successful relationship is at a low, you reevaluate and you push toward improving that area.
There it is.
Yeah.
You was going to say something before we get out of here?
I just recently saw this post and it said that, God dog. Mm-mm. It said, plants and pets are the new kids.
Plants and pets are the new kids.
Yes. Yeah. And then they said, well, then what's kids?
Uh-huh.
They exotic.
Exotic.
It's like having an exotic animal is having a kid.
So we got 3 tigers?
We got 3 tigers. It's like, oh, yeah, we got a pet. We got a plant.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you got a kid. Oh, you got like an exotic animal in
you
your home.
You got a monkey. You have 3, what? You have a sea lion?
I'm just trying to take care of my pet and my plant.
I'm just trying to keep these 2 plants alive.
I thought that was so funny. I was like, yeah, I got exotic animals.
That's
about what they are. I'm like, oh, yeah,
hilarious.
I got a plant. Anyway, it was a side note. But... Y'all, I hope that you got something good from it. You know how we roll over here. You listen, you take in what you want. Our primary goal is for it to stimulate conversation within your own relationship. Mm-hmm. So if it's doing that, we're doing our job.
Bang.
And we appreciate you. And y'all have a good night.
There it is.
Or morning. Sorry. It's night for me. We'll check with y'all next time.
Talk soon.